Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the greenbacks tumble. Feel the starlet crumble. You need the end to make your mark. If you want to make it money, you need the luck to make a buck. If you want to make it, love, child.
Everyone. Yeah, we are live. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Greg Lesher's with us in Utah. Welcome, Greg.
Oh, thank you, Vincent. Hopefully we'll have Eric calling in here shortly. Anyway, I just wanted to give an update on the solar still. Flat top solar steel, the solar electric one. I did publish the book. Gonna make a couple of quick changes to it, so it might not be available for 24 hours or so, but I'm getting to the point where I did add some more diagrams and stuff, and I'll send you an update on it. It's gonna have pictures of the actual steel itself, and it's going to have diagrams showing how it operates. And, of course, a parts list, how you can build your own. And of course, if nobody wants to build it themselves, I can make arrangements and build one for them. But anyway, what do you think about that, Eric? I'm thinking Eric. I'm thinking about Eric.
So I don't know what Eric thinks about it, but I think it sounds great. Bob? Hey, Greg, I'd like to read something. Oh, by the way, have you gotten this plague from Google? This darn thing is a splash. It goes on top of everything I'm looking at. And it says, Google, one account, all of Google, sign in with your Google account. I don't have one. And this thing just, it goes on top of everything.
It might as well say.
What was that?
It might as well say, well, Google, you know, sign in with everything we know about you.
Right.
Good grief. That just blows my mind.
Well, I can't get rid of it. Every minute, you know, it's got a minimize button, and you click it, and nothing happens. It just stays covering, I would say, 80% of the screen. So I can't see what I'm doing. And if I go to minimize it, if I go to shrink it, it goes bigger. That I can, the only thing I can do is close it and it comes back. I close it and it comes back, and it's annoying. I despise big tech. I'm talking about, I can't stand it. I really can't. I'm talking about these self-driving, crashing into people, places, and things, cars, the spying technology, the incestuous relationship of big tech and big government. I just can't stand it. But here's something nice. I'd like to just take 2 minutes and read this. And this comes from a gal named Linda. Linda is, I won't use her last name, she is a student at Five Minute University and USA Prepares. It goes to say, hope this finds you well, Vincent. Two things on my mind lately. Number one, we'd like to give our cats fresh water in their bowls each day. Since they're outdoors, we use garden hose to refresh the water. Question, in your opinion, knowing that we use the hoses each day watering our garden, how important is it to run and flush the water hose before filling the bowls? We do not like wasting water in the first place, and we also pay for all the water that we consume. We love are working cats and do not want them to be harmed by the chemicals that may build up in the hose, especially in our warm climate. Since we use the hose regularly, maybe it doesn't matter so much. What do you think? Okay, that's the first part of the email. My concern is, no matter what's in the hose, it's going to leach out. When it gets warm, if you live in a warm climate and the hose sits in the sun, it's going to leach out even more. The plastics in the hoses, the rubber products in the hoses, and I don't know what the hoses are made of. However, I do know this. There is a type of hose that we use, and it's typically sold to people who have recreational vehicles, campers, and it's either white or blue, and it is for drinking water. So you can look up a hose for drinking water, and you'll be able to find them. I like that idea a lot better. I really do. So, that's number one.
Oh, yeah, number I've got two. A comment on that.
Okay, sure. Go ahead.
Okay. You know, you've heard of Earthship homes, where people build these houses out of tires that they fill with dirt, and they put plaster over them and everything. Well, evidently, people are getting sick from the fumes, and some of these people, it's making some people sick from the fumes of the tires. Even though they really can't smell the tires, in some instances they can. That rubber is, I guess, toxic. So if you can smell it, why would you want your drinking water running through it?
Yeah, now in Linda's case, she didn't say whether it was a rubber hose or a PVC hose
or
what kind of hose it is. Now, in our case, when we use a high-pressure washer and we wash the vehicles and the equipment and so forth, we use a Sears Lifetime Guarantee rubber hose. It's absolutely fabulous, but I wouldn't want to drink water out of it. That's one thing. So what I do, for the animals, what I do is I disconnect the hoses and I fill up the water bowls directly from the hydrant, which is a faucet, you know, with an underground foot valve so it doesn't freeze. So that's what I do. Question number two, or point number two. I remember your report in June, July, that the country would run out of diesel engine oil in October. I thought that sounded really extreme at the time. Actually, very hard to believe. But since I know your instincts and intentions are amazingly good, I took it very seriously and prepared even more than I had been before, which is already a lot. Now that your prediction has come true, there are no words to express how hurt and disgusted I am with our government that they have knowingly allowed this to happen. I mean, if you knew, surely those in power must have known too. This is so upsetting and frightening. God only knows what next they have planned for us. This troubles me each morning when I wake up. I appreciate USA Prepares and how you and all the instructors are helping me in getting through this very long crisis by talking about it and helping people to understand it better. Thanks again. God bless you and your family and all who are part of USA Prepares. Linda in Florida. Thank you so much, Linda. And we haven't run out of diesel engine oil yet, but it is still not available everywhere, and the supplies are spotty. And it looks like, from what I can tell, unless some amazing things happen, which I don't know what they are, we are going to have higher and higher fuel prices for diesel, and the lubrication products will continue to get more and more expensive. Oil filters that used to be 99 cents when I was growing up are now $10, $15, and $20.
Did you hear the top of the news hour about the airbags blowing up at Dodge Chargers and Challengers and killing people?
It's not just them. It's Hondas and it's, you know, the regular Hondas and other Asian products. Takata makes those airbags, and they've been blowing up for years. They literally blow up, and class, an airbag, you might think that thing sitting in front of you when you're at the steering wheel is just, you know, it's covered by plastic. You don't see it. It is nitroglycerin in a vial. It's nitroglycerin in a vial.
I've got a comment on airbags.
It's a
when they required when they required airbags in vehicles, did you know the death rate did not change in car accidents? And let me tell you why this could be the case. Because even though you have an airbag, if you're hit while you're moving and that airbag goes off, you lose complete and total control of your vision. I mean, think about it. There's an airbag popping up in front of you. Now, how are you supposed to keep that vehicle on four wheels after an airbag goes off? I would say it's probably next to impossible.
I haven't heard one go off, but the sound must be quite substantial. Greg, I was at the scene of a car crash. I was there when it happened. I was there before it happened, and I was there when it happened, and I was there after it happened. And I was at a traffic light, red light, in the fog in Springfield, Missouri. And coming the opposite direction toward us was a small car, and this car hit the traffic light concrete piling in the center of the road. That's this concrete piling supported the traffic light. It's idiotic. Okay? It's poorly marked. And you see bits of glass and rubber and skid marks there every time you go by there, even 10 years later. Okay, people just crash into this thing, and I don't know why someone hasn't shown up at City Hall with a Louisville Slugger tapping it on the counter saying, I want you to fix this right now. Because people have died at this. And so this guy crashed right into this stanchion, which you could hardly see in the fog. It's not illuminated with reflectors. It's not illuminated with lights. It's just this concrete pier, if you will, in the middle of the road. Crashed into it, his airbag went off, and his engine was on fire. Okay, his car was crushed to the point where we couldn't open the door, so we had to bash out the windows and drag this guy out the broken window. The airbag went off, and there was all kinds of dust, and it was like fog inside the car when this airbag exploded. So these things, I don't know if he was damaged more by the impact or damaged more by the airbag. I don't know, but this guy was out cold. And he was in a car. The dashboard was on fire. The engine was on fire. The fire was coming from under the hood. This guy was going to be burned alive. And we pulled him out. So I don't know about airbags. And, you know, I don't like it. I read the same article that you did, and there's a bunch of articles relating to it. I don't really want an airbag in my car. I really don't. And it's for the same points that you made. Greg, we have Brad in Utah. Brad, welcome. Brad, are you there? Okay.
Is it Eric or hold. Brad?
Yeah. Brad, are you there? Okay, I just put Brad back on hold. I don't know. I have a call screen, and it says that he had been waiting for about 12 minutes. And I have multiple buttons. One is called drop. I could drop the call, meaning like hang up. Another one that says air, which I just clicked to put him on the air. And another one that says hold. So I put him on air and didn't hear from him, so Brad, you're back on hold. Okay, Greg, what's next?
Well, I just on that airbag issue, I had a friend, actually had a friend who had a vehicle that had the airbags in it, and the person that was borrowing the car spilled coke, and that set off the airbags and killed the entire family. Sounds like the music's here, so we'll...
Music. Wow, that's quite a horrible story. Spilled coke, what? Holding a coke while driving at the steering wheel, holding the coke while at the steering wheel?
I think it was one of the passengers.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. and as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah. Yep. And here it is again. One account, all of Google. I just can't get rid of this screen.
You know what it sounds like? It sounds like they're trying to force people into Google.
That's exactly what they're doing. They are forcing. The answer is I can say, okay, I'll just set up an account and this will go away. Praise the Lord, I will not do that. I'll reformat the hard drive before I do that. So in some setting, some privacy setting, this thing snuck through. And, you know, being forced to buy something that you don't want to buy and agreeing to the terms and conditions of the seller, I'm not up for it. I despise Google for this. I think if this happens to you, class, you're going to hate Google as much as I do. I mean, you are going to hate them. And I've done the research or some research on this, and people say, well, all you have to do is, agree to their account, and it goes away. It's great. It makes it go away. I don't want it to go away because I agree to their contract. I do not want a contract with them. I believe that Google made its money the same way Elon Musk made his money. And other big tech companies made their money by spying on Americans, selling information, taking subsidies and monies, big monies, from the government that you and I and everyone else that we know at the bottom 93% don't have access to. And I think in hour number two, Bert is going to talk about Elon and how he got some of his money in the billions. That's with a B. So, you mentioned something really important about cars and something that I was going to talk about with you. And here it is. It's really simple. I have come to the conclusion, this happened yesterday. I walked into the house and I had a chance to look at other people's cars. I thought, gosh, every time they come in, they have more dings, dents, bangs, bumps, tears, rips, stuff falling off. Every time I see them, the car is in worse shape or the truck is in worse shape. How does that happen? Well, I found out yesterday. These cars are driven by multiple people. When multiple people drive vehicles, they do not get the same care and love that when a vehicle is driven by one person. Greg, how many people do you let drive your car? Somebody says, hey, Greg, listen, that F-150, I really need that. I got to go to the dump. I got to bring some. Can I use your truck? What do you do?
You know, I would let a friend of mine, a few people on my, I could probably count on one hand, use my pickup. But in general, no.
Greg, when you're saying people, are you talking about friends or are you talking about family?
I'm talking about friends and family.
Okay.
If I have a friend that needs to borrow a pickup truck to move something, well, I actually, what I'll probably do is volunteer myself to go over there and help him load it up and drive it myself.
Okay, that's exactly what I do. We had a close friend in the farming village that we're in. He said to my son, hey, I need to borrow your dad's truck. My son looked at him. I wasn't there at the time. My son told me, he looked at him like, Dad doesn't lend out his truck. And, you know, my truck doesn't have any dings or dents. But it sure has a lot of parts that have fallen off because of rust. Okay, and it's nothing I did. It's the Missouri road salt mixed with the beet juice that has destroyed my 2004 bed and rocker panels on my truck. Other than that, no dings, no dents. And frankly, I do exactly what you do. If someone needs a pickup truck, I go, well, I'll tell you what. What are you trying to do? Oh, okay, so you need to move that? Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll drive over there. You drive your vehicle. I'll drive my vehicle. I'll help you. We'll put it in my truck because I don't let people in my car because of COVID or my truck. I don't do that. I don't go to people's houses. I don't go in their houses. So I don't want to get COVID. I don't want to get any other diseases. And I don't let people drive my vehicles. You know, we have a backhoe, probably pretty handy thing in the little village that we have, and a little bulldozer. Actually, it's a big bulldozer, and probably pretty handy. And a lot of people probably want to borrow the backhoe, the tractor, the front-end loader, the pickup truck. Actually, we have a lot of stuff people would want to borrow. I don't lend it out. It never comes back the same as it left. Never. Don't do that
anymore.
Sometimes
it doesn't come back at all.
Yeah. And so you don't know. You don't know if that guy is going to be smoking dope and have dope residue in your car, and then next time the police decide to help you out, and it smells like dope in this car. And then they impound your car. I mean, do I want that? No. I don't want passengers in my car because they may have dope or drugs, and I may lose my car to the impound lot because of them. I don't do it.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The employment situation numbers for October were released by the government Friday morning, giving mixed results. America's employers kept hiring in October, adding 261,000 jobs to the American workforce. The downside unemployment rate rose to 3.7%. Tensions mount on the Korean Peninsula. South Korea scrambled about 80 military aircraft, including advanced F-35 fighter jets, on Friday morning after tracking about 180 flights by North Korean warplanes inside North Korean territory. North Korea's rush of warplanes came after a test fired about 30 ballistic missiles over the previous 2 days. An ancient Christian monastery, possibly dating as far back as the years before Islam spread across the Arabian Peninsula, was discovered Thursday on an island off the coast of the United Arab Emirates. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're
take my when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, so I mentioned that I don't lend out our equipment. I'll help people with our equipment, but I won't lend it out. So when the road washes away and our neighbors down the dirt road can't get out, we'll take our backhoe and we'll fix the road. But I don't say, here are the keys to the backhoe. Because if they don't have one, they don't know how to use it. Okay? It's as simple as that. And how many vehicles have you seen go down the highways and byways, especially the interstate, with loads that you go, wow, I can't believe that load is still in the back of that truck. You know, it's not secured. And we have a saying here in Missouri, it'll be all right. It'll be all right. Really? It'll be all right. So you have a load. The wind's coming by. Tractor trailers are driving by it in speeds that are in excess of the speed limit, 75 miles an hour, 80 miles an hour. And the turbulence from the 18-wheeler going by will blow a load right out of your pickup truck if you're in a slow lane. So those kind of things happen, and I just won't let people use my vehicle. The other thing is, if they bang it up, my insurance goes up. And they don't go, well, hey, Vinny, listen, I know your insurance went up 10%. Because I was watching my phone, and I was watching a movie while I was driving your old antique car. And, you know, I'm sorry about it, but I don't have the money to pay the increase in insurance for the next 3 years. That's the stuff that happens. I'm not lending my equipment out. I'll help people, but I'm not lending it out. Greg, back to you.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. I want to apologize to the class because I had Eric scheduled to come on here, and I was going to pretty much turn it over to him. But hopefully next week we can get the problem solved. I think maybe there was a misplace of the call-in number or something. But okay. Anyway.
Well, I'll tell you what. Before Eric calls in, I'd like to talk to him. Okay, and that's just the protocol that I have here at USA Prepared. So I don't put people on the air, generally speaking. This was going to be the one-time exception. But I don't put people on the air until I talk to them. And you know what, Greg? If he misplaced the phone number, he's not coming on the air. I don't care who he is. I'll tell you why. Here's why. If it's not important to him to be here and he, you know, misplaced the phone number, he's careless, I don't want him on the air. I really don't. I'm serious.
Yeah.
I'm getting crotchety and cranky.
The only thing I give him, I give a little bit of leeway to is he just got out of triple bypass surgery.
Okay, that's
so
different.
So I don't that's know. If different. Yeah, that's different. So mm-hmm. if there's problems like that, I am going to fix it because he really is full of truth and information. He saved my neck when it came to the IRS and how to deal with them. And the IRS usually just walks all over you, but if you ask the right questions and you do the right things and you follow the proper procedures, they're scared to death of you.
Right. So have him call me. You have my farm number. Have him call me, and when he gets a chance.
I definitely will.
No rush on it. Greg, I use something that I used for the very first time yesterday with Mrs. Finelli. So we have these barrels, 55-gallon barrels, and they have two bungs in them. Some of them are plastic and some of them are metal. And these have crimped ends on them, so they don't leak. Well, once, you know, when you have a barrel that's empty, it may weigh 40 pounds, 35 pounds. When it's full, it could be, you know, closer to 500 pounds. So I had to fill these barrels with used engine oil. And I wanted to put them in another location where I could keep the oil and let it settle and let the solid settle to the bottom, maybe use it for a lubricant or something later on, maybe even reprocess it and use it for engine fuel later on, or maybe heating oil later on. So we have more and more and more oil, and we've never thrown out any oil in the last 17 years. So we've been storing it. So I've been consolidating it in 55-gallon barrels. Well, I need to move the barrels. I bought something called a barrel lifter. Have you ever used one of these things? It's a chain with an eye, you know, kind of a loop, and two clamps that clamp on the rim of the barrel. Have you ever used one?
No, I've seen them before, and I agree with you on the oil because that used oil is going to become invaluable here in the near future. So I also don't throw away my oil.
Yeah. So for $13 a piece, I was able to get, a couple of years ago, 55-gallon steel and plastic barrels. So we've got them filled up, put the bungs in, and those 2-inch bungs, they're like plugs, if you will, caps, plugs, and they seal the contents. Well, these barrel lifters are really neat. It's got about an 18-inch length of chain. It has two chains that go to a center eye. You put the eye through, what I put it through was a spear, which we used a bale mover on the front of our tractor. It's a front-end loader with a bale spear, actually two bale spears. And I just put that through the loop of the barrel lifter, put the two clips around the rim at 180 degrees apart, and lift it up. So it was great. It doesn't work for this particular model. Doesn't work for barrels that have banded lids. So you can have barrels that have non-removable lids, and you can have barrels that have removable lids. Well, the removable lids, this particular model doesn't work on. And So the seller on eBay sent me an 80% refund because I said, yo, this doesn't work on all barrels. It only works on some barrels. And they said, almost so sorry. And they sent me an 80% refund. And I decided to keep these because it was worth it to me to have. Well, they're not perfect. They're Chinese and they're full of casting voids. And, you know, they're not as good as U.S. quality, but they work in this limited application. But if you need to pick up a barrel, it's a great way to go. Okay? So I just want to talk about that and let the class know. So for about $45, $46, $50 or so, they're available on eBay. The one that I bought is orange in color. Some of them are black and some of them are blue. These are orange and have a ring that you can grab with your fingers to release the tension on the spring to put it on the rim of the barrel. It's a good thing to have if you're going to be moving barrels. The other way to do it is put a strap around the barrel and, you know, tighten the strap. And that's all risky. This is a way better way to go. Greg?
Okay. You mentioned eBay. Now, I had two window electric motors go out, one on both sides, within 2 months of each other of my 1992 F-150 pickup truck. I went to the local auto parts store and picked up an original type motor and replaced the driver's side. I ordered online off of eBay one for $35, which was about, you know, $20, $30 cheaper than the one I bought at the local auto parts store. And I received it, and I had specifically put on there that it needs to be the passenger side door. Well, it matched the one on the driver's side in its setup, but I was able to twist it up and aim to, you know, get the motor mounted correctly on, because the motor was so short on the passenger side window, and get it all fit in there. I went to turn it on and to try it out, plugged it in, absolutely no sound, nothing. The darn thing does. It made just a little bit of a noise, and then it doesn't even move. And I'm in the process of asking for a complete and total refund and a self-addressed stamped, you know, package to send it back. I am just completely disgusted with this piece of Chinese garbage that they call a window motor. Your thoughts on that?
Oh, absolutely correct. I bought a bunch of things from eBay, and eBay has, in my opinion, this is just my opinion, class, don't believe anything I say, and don't believe anything you hear in the media, don't believe anything you read, don't believe anything you see, don't believe anything unless you see it with your own two eyes, and then you have to look twice. So my opinion about eBay and Chinese products, eBay has become the Chinese factory outlet for Chinese seconds. Second rate, defective products that they can't sell other places. So that's what I'm talking about. When I said there were casting voids in these barrel lifters, what I'm talking about is this: the assembly that grabs onto the rim of these barrels, which 500 pounds or more, okay, can be the weight of these full barrels. You want to have a good quality cast iron casting. Well, in America, we would never sell a cast iron part that has air bubbles in it. You know, when they put the molten iron into the mold, air bubbles get in there, and it's a little weaker, so we wouldn't use that. So we'd put that iron back in and reheat it up, melt it, and make another part with it. But we wouldn't sell those. But the Chinese do. Okay, that's acceptable for them. It's not acceptable for us. So those are the kinds of things.
I think they put them in there intentionally.
Well,
use less steel.
Yeah, and maybe, if you're forming concrete, class, our house has poured concrete walls. Okay, and our barn has poured concrete walls. So you have these forms. The house is 12 inches wide, thick, and the barn is 8 inches thick. So when they have these forms, the concrete truck comes and they pour the concrete out the chute. And if you know what you're doing, you take a hammer and you tap, tap, tap like that all along the edge of the forms while you're pouring the concrete to get the air bubbles out. Then you take sticks and you poke it down like a rod, and you poke it down to make sure that the concrete doesn't get stuck and have air voids, because when you take the forms off, you go, uh-oh, there's no concrete there. Okay, so those are the kinds of holes I'm talking about in these cast iron products that come from these second-rate Chinese factories. So it's not just that. If you look at, like, a starter motor, you mentioned an electric motor for a power window. If you look at the starter motors, you'll find that what the Chinese have been able to do is they can make a motor with less wire. They've figured out how to do it. The only thing is, it's less powerful. So, for example, if you go to buy a starter for a, let's say, a four-wheeler, or you go to buy a starter for an older Jeep, and when I say older, I'm talking 20-something years old, or a Chevy pickup truck, and you can get one on eBay, they'll have, you know, how many watts they are or how many amps they are. And you'll find out that the Chinese ones have different ampere ratings for the starters or different watt ratings for the starters, which frankly translates into the power level. So you look at the original equipment starter, and let's say it's 3,000 watts. And you look at this Chinese one on eBay for about 40% less, and it's 2,200 watts. Well, it'll probably work in Florida. But if you've got, if you're trying to put one in Kyle's truck in Montana in the winter, it's not going to work because it's not strong enough. And that's the kind of stuff that these guys pull. And so here's what I do. When they blatantly lie and misrepresent and take pictures that are deceptive on eBay, and I get it and I go, whoa, that's not what they said. This isn't what they said. I immediately respond back, and I open a case that, and I say, not as described. Not as described also means they lied. And what typically happens is eBay says, you get your money back. But I say, this is not as described, and I would like to send this back. I would like a prepaid shipping label, and I want a full refund. I don't want it. I don't want this thing.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, so here's just one real simple example. I have an old compressor I bought. It's a 1981 compressor, and I needed to have a pressure gauge for it. So it runs up to about 125 pounds, maybe 130 pounds per square inch. So I didn't want one that went 0 to 100 because that's too low of a maximum rating. Didn't want one that read 0 to 300 because that's too high and it's not as the scale is not right for me. So I wanted 0 to 200. And the American gauges that are on compressors are measured in the diameter of the gauge itself. So if you look at the dial and you measure the dial, it might say 2 inches. Okay, so that is, if you look at the actual white dial with the numbers on it, and you measured it, it'd be 2 inches across. Well, the Chinese make them, and they say 2 inches, too. But they say, well, no, it's not just the dial, and then around the dial, there's the housing for the dial, which actually makes the whole gauge like 2 3/8 inches across. The Chinese say, well, we'll put like an inch and three-quarter dial on there, and we'll have the housing, which is another quarter of an inch, so that's 2 inches. So they measure deceptively, okay? That's what they do, and I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. So
yeah.
one of our instructors said that he got information from a Chinese person, and they're told that if you don't lie, you're weak. And now we went to school, and we were told if you do lie, you're weak. How about that?
You know, yeah, we used to have a saying, Kmart fall apart. Well, you know what happened to Kmart? Well, unfortunately,
yeah,
our choice of where to go is disappearing for our products. There's just nothing quality put together here in the United States anymore. It's all been sourced out because slave labor can produce things for a lot less than good old American ingenuity. And I'm afraid we're at that point now that, yeah, we've got to, you know, sometimes we just have to go to eBay. Sometimes we have to go to Amazon. Not to say you can't get good quality stuff from Amazon. But, you know, I just don't know how long it's going to last. My suggestion is to get what you need and what you think you're going to need to get it quick and have it on hand. Or start looking for some used good American-made quality products, which are becoming fast, expensive, and unavailable. Your thoughts on that, Vincent?
Well, I've got an example. So I bought a grease gun. I bought it on eBay. I couldn't believe it. I found a grease gun that is made by a company called Lincoln. Top of the line. Absolutely top of the line. But this thing was old stock. And it had a cast iron head. I'm talking about the machining of the piston made with cast iron. And it was about $15 for, I'm talking about a 14.1-ounce cartridge grease gun, $15, old stock, new in the box, cast iron head. Nobody makes them with cast iron anymore, as far as I can tell. They're all made with cast aluminum. And they have all these Chinese names. And they're not actually Chinese names, but they're Chinese companies with weird-sounding names that I never heard of. Not like Alamite or Lincoln, you know, the good old American brand. There are these all these other brands. So I called a big box auto store. And I said, do you have a grease gun that is a quality grease gun? I know you all sell grease guns. Do you have one that will last in a commercial shop? No. No, we don't. We sell grease guns, but not a quality grease gun.
Unbelievable. Yeah, I admit it. One last thing. We bought a couple of Predators engines, which are Honda clones from China, of course. Well, the brand new, right out of the box, installed to replace my, you know, generator for the battery bank. Started it up, ran great for about 10 minutes, 20 minutes. Then it started running really rough. Now it hardly runs at all, so we went ahead and pulled the spark plug out, and it looks like little shreds of metal inside there, inside the cylinder. And let me tell you something about returning it after, you know, you've had it sitting there for a few, you know, like maybe 5 months as a spare backup engine. Don't do it. If you bought it from Harbor Freight, if it comes from China, pull it out of the box immediately, fire it up, run it for a while, make sure there is nothing wrong with the engine, and then put it back into storage. Don't pull it out of storage brand new because you're left on the hook.
Absolutely well said. Very, very well said. Very important point that Greg just made. Because what happens when you go back to the store, they go, "We expect you've had this for 5 months. What's the matter with you?" That's kind of like the attitude. You go, wait a minute, I just opened the box. I just started it up. This thing is Chinese junk like everything else y'all sell. Greg, we've gone through at least 4 or 5 3/8 inch ratcheting breaker bars from the Chinese factory tool outlet, Harbor Freight Tools. We have broken wobble extensions for 3/8 drive. We have broken center punches. Now, it's not like we abuse them. We use them, and they break because they're substandard. Harbor Freight Tools, in my opinion, are a suspect.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.